Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show. Kristen's so smart. She has given herself the easiest homework assignment the Burt Show has ever seen. Finding bad takes on the internet.
It's the easiest
assignment ever.
They are plentiful. The harder part of it is finding who to attribute it to. Because a lot of times you'll find them on other people's accounts and they're calling them out, etc. But I love to give the credit where the credit is due. So my first bad take, because you're going to get a bonus bad take because Bert sent me one and oh, he's going to get highlighted today. So the first bad take comes from a couple. They actually have a couple's Instagram account.
If you ever see me with a joint Instagram account, know I am being held hostage and there is something seriously wrong.
No. Is it an indication that, like, if you're doing that publicly, that it's a troubled couple, or is it really a happy couple?
I think normally they're putting on a show for the cameras. The only people that should have joint accounts are your grandparents, and that's because they don't know how to work social media.
I only know one couple who does it, and they are certainly troubled.
All right, so it's a couple's Instagram. They have 168,000 followers.
But is that enough to keep the love alive, Kristen?
Well, so they are Raf_and_Aya is their account. And again, I saw this video posted on another Instagram account, Hollywood Unlocked, and I was like, this is the most beautiful bad take. So what you're going to see in this video is there is a wife and a mom holding an infant, looked to be like, 8 to 9 months old, and she's in the kitchen looking into a camera. Her husband's walking back and forth behind her, and she's explaining the additional Christmas gift he got her, and this is what it was.
So I just got back from the store, and my husband goes, did you enjoy your time? That was the other half of my Christmas gift. I'm like, where? What is it?
I babysat for hours.
He says, freedom. You were gone for 2 hours, and I babysat.
You gave us
freedom. Baby, I love you, and he kissed me.
I was home with the baby. The greatest gift of all for a mother. I love you. I love you, too.
Oh boy.
Is he serious?
Yes. Yeah.
The greatest gift to a mother is the father watching the kids.
Is freedom.
Is being a dad?
Yes.
Yikes.
So the fact that she went to the store, I don't care what she was buying, even if she was buying something for herself. One, dads, you don't babysit. You father. Like, yeah. you watch your kids. That term, it irks me to no end. And also, that is like a Christmas gift could be like, hey, you're going to go away for the weekend with your girlfriends. I got the kid this weekend, right? Like, with the trip as the incentive. You watching your child, I don't think constitutes as a gift.
No, it is not a gift.
They used to call that like father and son time.
Yes.
Back in the day.
This would be father-daughter time.
Yeah, father-daughter time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a massive bad take.
Yes, huge bad take. Then we have this gem. Tommy, do we have the audio that we can play here? Perfect. So Bert sent this to me on Instagram. Now, this dude's got like 6 followers.
I'm not happy that this guy has somehow worked his way into my algorithm. I'm not really sure what this says about me.
I don't know what it says about you either, because he literally has no followers. And I was so confused how you even came across this. So his name is Marcella Beatty, and he's at Bait Money Matrix. He has a podcast. I ain't gonna plug it. And it's this video, and the caption is, don't be that guy, be the guy. And he is essentially mansplaining to women how if we were more feminine, we would find a man.
He is saying that if you want a traditional man, these are the things that women have to do to get a traditional. There might be some debate here.
So, okay. So if you want to stop it, we can raise your hand. Tommy, we'll pause it. But here is Marcella in his cowboy hat explaining femininity.
Ladies, listen up. If you're having a hard time attracting a true traditional man, this is probably what you're doing wrong. Step one, you're probably not that feminine. Most women are extremely confused on what femininity is today. The characteristics that most traditional men associate with feminine women. First things first is you're too loud, you're too obnoxious, and you're extremely combative. These things go hand in hand with a very masculine modern woman, and it is something that we're going to flee from every time. And before you say it, it's got nothing to do with you being too tough for us. It's got nothing to do with us not being man enough. It's got everything to do with your confusion on a role as a woman, at least in a traditional sense. Women are not loud beings. They're modest, they're soft-spoken, they're eloquent. And no matter what you want to do to spin that, that's just what we traditional men believe. Number two, you don't take care of yourself. And I mean that physically, you don't get dolled up. And let me explain this to you. In case you didn't know this, men love sex. They like it a lot. And arguably, we like it way more than women. Given the fact that we all know that men are usually the more sexual creatures, women are the object of desire. We wouldn't be sexual beings if we didn't have a sight to set our eyes on. Most women get too comfortable in a relationship to the point where they stop trying to be sexually desirable. If you think that not getting dolled up on the first few dates, if you think that a man's not going to see you in your spare moments and think to himself, is this what I'm going to be dealing with? You got it all wrong. We are paying attention. We are not that stupid. And we, though may seem shallow, are shamelessly requesting that the women that we are with are in shape, well put together, know how to get dolled up, something that we can be proud of when we stand next to. It's not a trophy wife, it's just a woman that you are attracted to. We're not going to spend the rest of our life dealing with a woman who does not care about these things. This one is dicey, but it is the truth.
Oh.
You go to work. Now, the truth is, given the current economic climate, it doesn't really happen as often as we'd all like to, but the truth is, in fact, there is no true traditional relationship unless the woman is staying home and the man is out working. Now, if you have an issue with that, go to work, find yourself a nice modern man who's probably going to ask you to go 50-50 and ask you what you bring to the table. But if this is something that you truly want to shy away from, the fact of the matter is you're going to have to be willing to give up the idea of going to work and chasing a career, because the career of being a mother is all too important for us as men to sacrifice and give to someone else. I don't know about you guys, but I personally want my kids to grow up with the wife that I chose. I want her to be the one to raise them as well as myself. I don't want to outsource babysitting unless it's for a date night purpose. I don't want my children to be indoctrinated by other people who are not their parents. These are very important values of traditional men and women. So if you don't fall into these three lines, and these are just a few three lines, you're probably not going to find a traditional man.
Ooh, okay. Is there any woman listening that agrees with him?
Ooh.
That would be interesting. 1-855-BIRCHA.
Personally, I'm glad he said all that. It's refreshing to hear an idiot point out to the world that they're an idiot so we can avoid them.
So he is representing traditional men. He doesn't care about this modern dating thing, modern, you know, mixing of roles and stuff. He's saying in a traditional world, he is representing traditional douchebags.
What is traditional, though?
I think he wants to be like 1950s.
Yeah, so there's trad wives on Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. And they are the quintessential stay-at-home wife, stay-at-home mom, etc. And, you know, as far as if that's the house that you want to have and that's the home you want to have and that's your preference, I'm okay with that. Like if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, if you're a man that wants a stay-at-home mom, whatever, that's your preference. Everything else lumped into it just is so freaking cringe. Like the whole fact about like you can't be feminine if you're loud, and like the definition of loud, and you can't. It's all of it was just so delulu.
It makes you wonder if he's ever met a woman before.
Yeah.
I, it's not that I agree with him, but I do get what we're saying in the sense that he's just saying what he wants. He sees his life as very traditional, quote unquote, whatever that means to him. And he's just saying that he wants these certain things. And I think it's cringy. It's not something I particularly want, but I mean, you can't fault him for at least being open about it.
Yeah, you can. It's an objectification of women. So like, it's one thing to be like, I would like my wife to stay at home and raise our kids so we don't outsource babysitting. But it's another to be like, you have to be hot all the time. You're a sexual object. You can't work. You can't be loud. It's beyond preferences to me. Like, yeah. It's gross, and it speaks to a bigger issue in society about how some women or some sex of men view women.
You might have swayed me. I mean, because I saw it the way Abby saw it at first. Is that mean he... I guess I must be a modern man, because that's not what I want. None of that would be appealing to me. But if you are a traditional man, in the sense of the word traditional, that is the way it was. And I would imagine that that's how he would want his relationship to be.
All right, we were looking for women that agreed with this dude. There are a couple. Alexa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you actually agree with this dude. If you want to be in a traditional relationship and what he says speaks to you.
Just a little bit, just because I was a stay-at-home mom with my son full-time until he went to school. When I did go to work, it was late night when he was home with his dad, so that one of us would always be there with him. But for the most part, we agree that we don't want other people raising our child. I'm the mother, I'm supposed to be the caregiver, and making sure that he, like, learns everything that we're wanting to pass down to him. I don't want to leave it up to strangers to raise my child.
But are you quiet? Are you modest?
And are you dolling yourself up
every
and giving
day.
Them the sex?
I mean, I do doll myself up and stuff like that, but there's some things with this I don't agree with,
yeah.
But the main functions of it, I do.
Here is Julia, and then we'll move on. Hey, Julia, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I do agree with him partially, only because in this day and age, women have taken over so many man roles. That now the men are the women in the relationship and the women are the men.
What's the man role? Curious.
Go to work, you know, bring home, provide for the wife, provide protection, you know, be the leader of the home.
But what if a woman has ambitions and she wants to have a career?
Again, we're talking about a traditional relationship.
Oh, a traditional.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Fine. I hear you.
Fun fact, that role of man as the provider, like, goes back to, like, hunter-gatherer, right? They're re-examining the skeletons of warriors, and half of them are women. So that whole gender norm that we think of as women gathering and men hunting is inaccurate, and a lot of the warriors that they identified as male are actually, when they do analysis of the skeletons, are female. And the reason a lot of the time, too, in big hunting parties, they're finding out that men were sent out in groups, and this is not my personal view, so don't come at me, but it was that if a man didn't make it back, it was no big deal because the women would keep the tribe and the population going, so women were revered. So when you look back at those traditional gender norms, I think you have to really question where you're getting your information from, and was it made off incorrect hypothesis? And with new data, you need to refigure how you're thinking of men and women and quote-unquote roles.
What's it like to be so smart?
I know, I would hate to be Chad. You can never win an argument.
He knows more than I do.
Really?
Yes.
That is.
He's worse.
Damn, you guys need to live in your own zip code.
The Burt Show.